Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Larger bubbles could make water electrolysis more efficient. A recent study challenges the assumption that small bubbles are ideal for water electrolysis. Researchers found that larger bubbles, which merge and leave the electrode later, can improve the hydrogen evolution reaction efficiency by up to 30%. This discovery offers a new perspective on energy losses in hydrogen production, potentially revolutionizing the industry. For more information, visit the original source at https://www.sci.org/10.1016/j.esci.20125.172.
NeuroOne releases CNS drug delivery white paper ahead of planned fiscal year-end availability of the StereoCD platform. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation released a white paper on CNS drug delivery ahead of the planned availability of the StereoCD platform by fiscal year end. The paper focuses on how the platform addresses key barriers to commercial brain therapeutics delivery through a streamlined robotic-assisted workflow. This approach aims to reduce procedure time and enable reproducible, scalable therapeutic delivery for research and investigational clinical studies.
Regentis Biomaterials RGNT targets $3 billion cartilage repair market with cell-free Gelerin CG. Regentis Biomaterials is targeting the $3 billion cartilage repair market with its Gelerin C hydrogel, offering a practical regenerative medicine solution for knee osteoarthritis. With approximately 470,000 knee cartilage repair procedures performed annually in the U.S. South, Gelerin C aims to provide a more scalable approach that fits existing surgical workflows and addresses cartilage defects before they progress to costly OA.
GeoVax reports first quarter 2026 financial results and highlights GeoMVA Phase 3 trial implementation plans. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reported a net loss of $5.30 million for the first quarter of 2026, with revenue impacted by the termination of a government contract. The company highlighted progress on its GeoVA Phase 3 trial implementation plans, focusing on accelerating regulatory approval for its MVA vaccine candidate. GeoVax also emphasized strategic advancements in immuno-oncology initiatives, positioning itself within critical healthcare sectors.
Study suggests testosterone slows glioblastoma progression in men. New research funded by the NIH suggests that testosterone may slow the progression of glioblastoma in men. A recent preclinical study revealed that men with higher levels of this male sex hormone had longer survival times compared to those with lower levels when diagnosed with brain tumors. This finding could have implications for companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., working in this space.
Investor news breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American, TMQ. Shareholders approve all proposals at annual meeting. Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American, TNQ. Shareholders have approved all proposals at the annual meeting held on May 13, 2026. With 108.4 million shares represented, shareholders elected all nominated directors, approved auditors, and passed the non-binding advisory vote on executive compensation. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American, NYSE American, New P reports fiscal 2026 third quarter financial results, maintains strong working capital position. New Pacific Metals Corp., NYSE American. NewP reported a net loss of $0.87 million for the fiscal 2026 third quarter, maintaining a strong working capital position of $39.28 million. The company highlighted a framework agreement with the Karangas community for the Karangas Silver Gold Project. Total mineral property balances reached $119.48 million, showcasing continued investment across the project portfolio.
American Fusion TM Inc. advances Texatron TM development with the completion of the structural frame for its 5MW pre-production system. The company is moving towards integrated assembly and controlled testing, focusing on scalable infrastructure-grade applications. American Fusion TM is also working on larger 10MW, 20MW, 50MW, and 100MW designs for future commercial deployment. Regulator review processes in Texas are underway as the company raises up to $5 million for continued development.
Investor News breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. announces non-brokered private placement of up to $2 million. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has announced a non-brokered private placement of up to $2 million. The company plans to offer 11.1 million units at $0.18 per unit for gross proceeds. The funds will support the Phase 2 drill program at the Murdoch property and general working capital. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tavard Biosciences presents preclinical data showing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy at ACE-GCT 2026. Tavard Biosciences presents groundbreaking preclinical data at ACGCT 2026, showcasing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy. The company's next-generation soup tRNAs achieve full-length protein expression in mouse models of DMD and provide durable rescue in TTN-related cardiomyopathy. TTR's innovative tRNA platform offers hope for diverse genetic diseases, emphasizing precision and effectiveness in restoring native protein expression.
Innovate Tech Inc. receives support to develop antimicrobial testing services and product enhancements. Innovate Tech Inc. reports that its subsidiary, Innovate Tech Labs Corporation, is receiving advisory services and research and development funding from the National Research Council of Canada Industrial Research Assistance Program to develop new antimicrobial testing services for medical devices. This support will help Innovotech meet client demand for higher complexity testing and provide stronger technical support as standards evolve, CEO Craig Milne stated.
Investor News breaks: Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances SAUSEPE Rare Earth Project with drill program underway. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. has initiated a drill program at its SAUSEPE Rare Earth Project in Brazil, targeting potential mineralization areas identified through historical surface sample. The approximately 500-meter auger drill program aims to follow up on elevated rare earth oxide values and test mineralization continuity across the Sara, Erica, and Maya target areas.
Mining news breaks: Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances SAUSEPE Rare Earth Project with drill program underway. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. provided an update on its SAUSEPE Rare Earth Project in Brazil, where a drill program is underway to follow up on elevated rare earth oxide values. The approximately 500-meter auger drill program is expected to run for 4 to 6 weeks across three priority exploration targets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. details key milestones and future drilling plans at an emerging growth conference. The company's sedimentary phosphate project in northeast Nevada aims to supply direct application organic fertilizer to U.S. South agriculture markets. With confirmed consistent phosphate mineralization and assays returning grades averaging 10.93% P2O5, Nevada Organic Phosphate plans an expanded 2026 drilling campaign while pursuing additional permits with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. GeoVax highlights emerging role of Gepton in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. GeoVax Labs. INCI highlights the strategic role of Gepton in combination immunotherapy strategies targeting immunologically cold tumors. The program aims to modulate the tumor microenvironment, enhance checkpoint inhibitors, and develop multi-tumor potential. Gedeptin's unique mechanism combines localized tumor destruction with immune activation, aiming to overcome immune resistance in cold tumors. The company plans a neoadjuvant study in recurrent head and neck squamous cell carcinoma to evaluate Gedeptin with PD-1 targeting immunotherapy.
Andina copper intersects near-surface porphyry QMO mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation has reported exceptional drill intercepts from the Cobrisco project in Choco, Colombia. Drill hole CDH008 extended the Cobrisco Central QMO porphyry system to the north, with near-surface mineralization starting at 52 meters downhole. Additional drill holes CDH009 and CDH10 are underway to further explore the mineralization. The company's systematic drilling program continues to expand the mineralization footprint, with results from CDH009 and CDH010 expected to extend it even further.
Premenopausal may offer a window of opportunity for heart disease prevention in women. Premenopausal women are twice as likely to have a low cardiovascular health score compared to those with regular menstrual cycles, as per a study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. This window of opportunity during perimenopause allows for reassessment of heart disease risk factors and lifestyle changes, emphasizing the importance of early intervention strategies for women's heart health.
Greenland Energy GLND targets frontier energy opportunity as global supply pressures intensify. Greenland Energy is targeting frontier energy opportunities amidst intensifying global supply pressures. With a focus on Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, the company aims to unlock untapped hydrocarbon resources to enhance long-term supply security. As geopolitical instability and reserve depletion drive interest in new energy sources, Greenland Energy positions itself strategically within the evolving global energy landscape.
Rock Breaks Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. commences 2026 drilling at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has started drilling at the Murdoch Mountain Project. The first hole of the 2026 exploration program, Deep Drill Hole MM26-7, aims to assess the thickness, continuity, and phosphate grade of the Mead Peak Upper Phosphatic Zone. Minor technical drilling issues have been identified and are being addressed, with operations expected to resume soon without significant delays.
Investor news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc. reports broad gold intercepts at Swanson Project. LaFleur Minerals Inc. reported broad gold intercepts at the Swanson Gold Project, showcasing continuous gold mineralization that extends beyond the current resource model. Key intercepts included 2.95 grams per ton gold over 80 meters and 232 grams per ton gold over 0.5 meters. These results support the project's expansion potential and development plans outlined in the recent preliminary economic assessment.
PowerMax Minerals Inc. looks to expand rare earth portfolio with Northern Ontario Hopkins Project. PowerMax Minerals Inc. is expanding its rare earth portfolio with the acquisition of the Hopkins Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario. The property covers 5,900 hectares and is located within a geological setting associated with rare earth element exploration. The company plans to conduct airborne geophysics, radiometric surveys, mapping, and geochemical sampling. This move strengthens PowerMax's North American RE portfolio, alongside projects in British Columbia, Ontario, and Wyoming, aligning with the growing interest in domestic RE supply chains.
A News Breaks, Qudrant Power Sapo AI Platform Indexing, 28 million PubMed abstracts to accelerate cancer research. Sapo's AI platform, supported by Qudrant Cloud Infrastructure, has contributed to 7 peer-reviewed research papers and is expanding its capabilities through a robotics partnership with TechForce. Qudrant's vector search technology enables the scale, speed, and flexibility required for next-stage applications.
SS Innovations demonstrates long-distance telesurgery capabilities at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. SS Innovations International, Inc. showcases long-distance telesurgery at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. A groundbreaking procedure was performed over 4,500 miles away in Perth, Australia, using the SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System and SSI Mantrasana Telesurgeon Console. Dr. Mohit Bhandari successfully conducted a live robotic gastrojejunostomy from Australia to India, highlighting the potential of telesurgery to revolutionize global healthcare delivery.
Shure Nanoscience Limited advances toward clinical stage with IND-enabling program for GLP-GES-4. Shure Nanoscience Limited has initiated an FDA-aligned IND-enabling GLP toxicology and pharmacology program for lead candidate GP-44, targeting obesity and type 2 diabetes. The studies will assess safety, dosing thresholds, and pharmacological effects, positioning GEP-44 in the growing GLP-1 therapeutic market. The program is expected to support a phase 1 clinical trial in Australia, pending regulatory submission and study outcomes.
Study suggests timing of immunotherapy could impact clinical outcomes. A recent study published in JAMA Network Open indicates that administering immune checkpoint inhibitor therapies earlier could lead to improved survival outcomes for patients with late-stage solid tumors. Data from 29 studies involving over 6,000 patients showed that earlier treatment timing was associated with better survival rates. However, further validation is needed before widespread adoption. These findings could be significant for companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., engaged in immunotherapy research.
CNS drug. Here's what you may know about this biochemical breakthrough. NPC drug delivery breakthroughs unlock significant biotech market opportunities as companies like Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. develop innovative solutions to millions of people. Bypass the blood-brain barrier. With a focus on advanced delivery platforms, including a proprietary intranasal nose-to-brain system, Oncotelic aims to revolutionize therapeutic access to the brain. This shift is crucial in addressing the growing demand for effective CNS treatments amidst rising Alzheimer's cases and biodefense concerns.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanoviruses NYSE American, NNVC highlights broad-spectrum antivirus candidate following Andes hantavirus incident. Nanoviruses Inside highlighted the potential need for broad-spectrum antivirus treatments following the recent Andes hantavirus incident aboard a cruise ship. The company's clinical-stage antiviral candidate NV-387 has completed a Phase 1 safety trial and shown effectiveness against various viral lung infections, including coronaviruses and influenza, positioning it as a potential therapeutic platform for emerging viral threats.
Greenland Energy Company targets frontier energy opportunity as global supply pressures intensify. Greenland Energy Company targets frontier energy opportunities in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin as global supply pressures intensify. The company aims to unlock frontier-scale energy resources for long-term supply security and strategic diversification. With a focus on underexplored hydrocarbon regions, Greenland Energy is positioning itself within a shifting global energy landscape. Policymakers and industry leaders are increasingly looking beyond traditional oil-producing regions to secure new, scalable hydrocarbon resources.
Network news breaks. Planet Ventures Inc. OTC Pink PNXP invests in reusable satellite startup Lux Eterna, a company developing the world's first fully reusable satellite platform. Lux Eterna aims to enable satellite recovery, refurbishment, and relaunch for applications like orbital compute and in-space manufacturing. With a recent USD $10 million seed financing round, Lux Eterna targets a 2027 demonstration mission.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.